Project BioArmor by David DeWitt, first published in the Creative Computing magazine anthology, Tales of the Marvelous Machine. Dr. Sidney Kingsford rocked gently back and forth in his beloved old rocking chair that his elderly wife, Flora, had retired from the living room, as he'd been retired from the biomechanics division of LC Computers. Swiftly and without ceremony, LC Computers, known all over the world as the finest makers of cybernetic replacements for failing human organs, had been the professor's only source of happiness. Many of the company's original designs had come into focus on the professor's yellow legal pad, the same kind that now rested across his lap, reflecting the summer sun over his balding, gray head and large, bushy eyebrows. In over 50 years of faithful service, Professor Kingsford had invested well in company stock. There was no need to worry about money. His stock dividends took care of his household needs handsomely and provided Flora with everything she needed to maintain her position in local social clubs and women's organizations. A legal statute stating that any uncybernetically aided person above the age of 70 could not hold a highly skilled scientific position had forced him to retire. He had been very fortunate to miss his expulsion date by 2 years, since no one had assumed the authority to review his personal records. When an ordinary health check reported the professor's impaired physical condition for a man of 72, a computer the professor had designed himself issued the information to personnel computing division, and an automatic dismissal with full benefits was issued and mailed before any of the senior scientists had even been aware of it. The mailing made it very clear that there would be no need to return to work the following day. Further, that to do so might be a breach of security, resulting in the offender's arrest.